Let's see. Carol. Hi, Carol. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, doctor. Well, I've been fighting sciatica for about 6 or 7, 8 months now, and it's getting so bad. I mean, they recommend chiropractics, exercise, TENS machines, acupuncture, vitamins, minerals, prolotherapy. Can you narrow it down?
Well, not necessarily, ma'am, because I was going to ask to begin with. You've seen a regular doctor, and you have seen both a chiropractor, because both can be helpful.
About 8 to 10 years ago, I came down with it, and was sent off to a physical therapist who worked with me for a couple of months and used, I think, that TENS machine or something, and
sure.
Had me doing exercises. And eventually it went away. It was wonderful. But now it's back with a vengeance, and I just wondered if there's a way to get rid of it permanently.
Usually there is, but sometimes you have to combine things. But bioidentical means it's exactly the same to what is what nature does, so I'm not going to hesitate to use it if I need it. And what they said in the Merck manual is that many doctors had reported that a combination of vitamin B12 and vitamin B1 given in the same injection and given regularly, usually to start with it was every day, then every other day, then every third day as things got better and so forth, that had really helped a lot of people with sciatica. Now, there's real modern research that shows us that injectable vitamin B1 helps with Parkinson's. So I went to look up why that might be, and it seems that B1 has a lot of nerve healing effects. And funny thing, but B12's been known to have that for a long time, too. Now, why injection, though? Why can't we just swallow them? Because many times the vitamin B12 isn't being absorbed properly, and that's another long discussion. But that's why we've all heard of B12 shots, and we haven't heard of B3 shots, because some of us have trouble absorbing B12, but nobody has trouble absorbing B3. So that's another thing that, if it hasn't been tried, could be put into your mix. But just for example, when somebody comes in and has sciatic and I'm working with them, I'll always do a physical exam, look for misalignments in the cervical spine, look for misalignments in the lower spine, and no, I'm not qualified to be a chiropractor, but I'm qualified to know when somebody needs a chiropractor and which ones to send to. I'll look for that. I'll look at anything else that might be influencing particularly the health of nerves. Sometimes we'll try this vitamin B12, vitamin B1. But there's no one thing, one size fits all here for sciatica, ma'am. Sometimes I came across a gentleman about a year and a half ago whose sciatica traced back to, I'm not kidding, this guy was in his 60s, and he was having sciatica every few years. It traced back to a football injury he'd had when he was in college. And in that case, it was a bad whack on the head. So there are a lot of things that could be involved, and I'm sorry I'm not answering you directly. You can do this, but that's the way it is.
What about prolotherapy?
Okay, prolotherapy definitely can help some people. Yeah, I know. It doesn't help everybody. I wish.
Yeah. But I thought you said at first B12 and B1, but you said the second
That's
time
correct.
B3.
Oh, no. I was saying B3 is one that does not need to be injected. And B12 and B1 do together.
So do you do that at the clinic?
Well, yes. However, it's safe enough that unless people want to pay the doctor every time to give a shot, we usually teach people how to give their own shots the very first time, and then it's safe enough for a person to do it on their own at home.
And where do you usually give it? In the leg? Or?
Yes, it's usually between the hip and the knee on the outside. That's called the lateral thigh because it's on the side, and we have to use Greek, and so that's lateral. It's usually given there, ma'am, in the muscle.
And how long does it usually take to see results?
All right, when a person is going to see results from that, and they do it every day, and then the second week they go to every other day, and they usually start noticing about that second week. Why does it take so blinking long? Because it takes things a while to start healing, and so we have to wait a little bit for nerves to start to heal.
Okay, I think I'll go for that. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, ma'am. I wish I could tell you just bang like this, but not on this circumstance. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I understand. Okay. Thanks a lot, Doc.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.